hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches today, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Hawks of Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Certainly a fantastic week for you guys to finish up. You talked about on the call last week about how difficult your road swing was, and you guys come up with a 96-82 win at William & Mary and follow with a 71-66 win at JMU. Just talk about what your team did so well on the trip.
Yeah, I thought our guys really, we're playing good right now. And that's been the goal all season long, that when you get ready to go down to Charleston, that you feel like your team's playing well and you can win games, and that's how we feel right now. I guess specifically we just competed. I mean, I know that sounds awfully simplistic, but we just competed. I mean, our guys had to fight, had that competitive juice that you need, and you know, our team is, we're in a spot right now where we believe in ourselves, and you know, it's not easy to win where we won. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, William & Mary, just nobody wins down there. It's they were 12-0, and you know, extremely well coached, and really, really good talent, and a very confident team. Not just anywhere, but specifically on their floor. So to get that win made us feel awfully proud. And then, you know, JMU is a tough matchup for us. I mean, really, really a tough matchup for us. Very physical, very big at every position, and just, you know, nothing really favors us in that game, and yet we were still able to find a way. We weren't playing well, and we still found a way to win down the stretch. So, got some guys making winning plays when it's time to make winning plays, and that's a good recipe for having success.
And just sort of building on your comments a little bit, is it even more encouraging not only to get them on the road, but two different types of game? A game, obviously, at William & Mary, where you guys shot the ball extremely well, put 96 points on the board, and then you follow with a game at JMU where neither team shot great, but you guys are able to find a way to win with your defense and as you said, making winning plays down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, it's it was two different games, two completely different games, and that's, you know, I guess that's another reason to be proud, because we were able to win playing two different ways.
We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got a couple in queue if you get those for us possible.
Your first question is from the line of John Tito with HoopsHD.com.
Hi, Coach. Just wanted to take you on a trip down memory lane. I believe 40 years ago tomorrow, you were playing against Delaware in a conference tourney, and now you're coaching against them this week. I was wondering if you have any favorite memories of your past playing experience in a conference tourney.
Well, there weren't too many fond memories of me playing, because I wasn't a very good player. But, man, that was, that's a long time ago. And it's funny, it was a really good league. It was called the East Coast Conference, and it was made up of Delaware and LaSalle and St. Joe's and Temple and American U. And it was a really good conference. And you hear all the names of the schools, and you just, you know, it's funny how they've all gone separate ways now, and they're playing different leagues. But, you know, I was lucky to be a part of it, and it was a great rivalry, and playing Delaware was always a good game, because it was only an hour away from LaSalle, so we had some good games.
Your next question is from the line of David Driver with American Sports Network.
Hey, good morning, Coach. I won't go back 40 years, but just Rock, of course, missed four games there in February. Just kind of, where is he? I mean, his rebounding is still, you know, great. His offensive numbers are down, but I'm sure that's probably attributed some to the balance you have on this year's team, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, Rock's back. I mean, he had a tough year, I think, physically, and he missed four games and played a couple where he probably shouldn't have played. You know, so he wasn't himself, but he's himself now. He's back to getting double doubles, and you know, we all miss Wanya Green. I mean, he was an extraordinarily good player and exceptional elite passer, and you know, we all miss him, and I think, you know, Rock misses him. He was able to get Rock a couple buckets a game that only probably Wanya Green could do. So, but we're back to finding a way to get him the ball where he can score it. And he's scoring it. He's, like I say, he's getting the double doubles. He's healthy now. He's got some pep in his step, and you know, he makes us a really good team when he's at his best. because I'm not so sure he isn't the best defensive player in the conference. I mean, clearly he's want to use the word elite. He's an elite rebounder. He's fourth in the country now in rebounding, and way out in front as a top rebounder in our league. And he just makes our defense good when he's out there. So just having him back makes us a team that can win the whole thing.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Joe, talk about that. As you head to Charleston this weekend, what do you feel like are some of the keys for your team to be able to make it Monday night? What do you need to do well?
I'd probably give you the same answer, Rob, that everybody else has given you. You know, stay healthy, stay out of foul trouble. You know, I heard Billy Cohen say. By the way, one of the best parts of this call is I get to listen to Billy Cohen for about 5 minutes every week because he's the best. Billy's the best. You know, and I think Billy said, you know, keep your good players on the floor. Find a way to do that. So, you know, you got to get from one game to the next. You got to take one game at a time. And you know, we're faced with the idea of we're one of the four teams. If they have to pull it off, they've got to win four games. But it's done. It's been done before. I mean, it's not like nobody's ever done it. So, you know, but it's all those things there and valuing the ball, taking care of the ball, and you know, it's, you know, hopefully you're prepared. You go into this thing prepared. I told the kids the other day, it's like the final exam is here now, and if you've been preparing all year long, if you've been doing your homework and doing your assignments and going to class and, you know, doing your due diligence, then you're prepared. But if all of a sudden you got to cram at the end to try to do well, then you're not going to do well. So, you know, I think we're prepared. I don't, you know, we'll find out. We'll find out this weekend.
All right, Joe. Thanks as always for your time all season long, and look forward to seeing you later this week in Charleston.
You too, Rob. Good luck to everybody.
All right. Thank you.